Be it ever so humble, there is no place like home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. There is, be it ever so humble, there is no place like home. Home is the place where we find peace, we find harmony, we find joy, we find love. Home is the place where all things fall into perfect divine order. Home is a place where we find who we really are and where we're really going and what's important in our life. You see, not every home is like that. Oh, yes. Every home in the universe is just like that. Because home is where I am. Home is where I live. Home is what I am. I am home. I am the peace. I am the love. I am the joy. I am the oneness. I am the allness. There's nothing else but me, but who I am. Yes, I am the allness. Yes, when I go home, I take a moment and I become quiet and I listen within. When I go home, I think happy thoughts. When I go home, I think all the world is in divine order and I am one as that world. In my heart, I do not allow myself ever to think unhappy thoughts. You say, well, for goodness sakes, you surely do. Everyone thinks unhappy thoughts in their hearts from time to time. Everyone thinks thoughts in their hearts that are not real. But you're not at home when you do that. You are out of your gourd. You're out of your mind. You're out of your awareness. When you are home, you think only beautiful, loving, gentle, perfect thoughts. As I said to one lady one day, I said, you bring this man into your house, and this man comes into your house with his foul mouth, with his foul attitudes, and with his disrespect for you, and you think that your children do not see that? Oh, you're looking for someone to give you attention, someone to love you, someone to love, and someone to be in your world. But don't pick up the garbage. Don't bring anything into your house that you wouldn't want your children to see and want your children to emulate, and that you would not want to emulate. Yeah, but I gotta have... You see, that wasn't her home. That was her garbage heap. That was where she brought all the trash in the world for her family to be exposed to that trash, and her family no longer felt that their home was a sacred place. They never, no longer thought that what they once called home was something beautiful and good. Oh, they didn't say it outwardly. They didn't know it outwardly, but they felt it in their heart. And home ceased to be home. It was just a house, just a place where they lived, just a place where they went in the evenings or whenever they could or whenever they did had to. And people stayed away from the house because it wasn't a home. Our heart is a home. Some people are so beautiful, you look at them and you say, wow, I feel good in your presence. You look at some people and you say, my goodness, you are a peaceful person. You look at some people and you say, oh, wow, you certainly are a genius. You are wonderful. Why do we see these things in other people except that is what home is? Home is where our genius is. Home is where our happy heart is. Home is where we live. Home is something very precious. We should be careful to use the word home properly. Home is where love is, where our family is, where all things that accept us and live with us and believe in us and enjoy our company are. How many of you have a home? A house home? Very few people have a house home. It's interesting, but as true. Very few people have a house home. They may have their own beingness, which is their home, and this is the most beautiful thing you could ask for. They may have their own beingness, which is their home, but they don't have a house home. You say, well, why don't they have a house home when they themselves are so beautiful? Well, they allow themselves to be in another environment. They allow themselves to be in the environment of unhappiness. They allow themselves to be in the environment of what they call poverty. A home doesn't know poverty. A home doesn't know unhappiness. A home only knows respect and love and oneness. A home only knows that that's enough. I'll get by. I'm okay. And I'm not only okay, but I feel very happy. I don't think we are living in poverty. Just because we don't have all the things everybody else has, I don't think we're living in poverty. I think we're living in the most abundance that anyone could ever live, because we got love. And with that love, everything that they have is multiplied. All the good they have is multiplied. All the food they have is multiplied. All the things they have are multiplied, because everything is looked at with the eyes of love, with the eyes of joy. Now, when we live in our personal home, our body, our temple here, do we look at the temple and say, it is beautiful? Or are we always trying to improve it? Are we always trying to make it thinner or fatter or taller or shorter? Are we always looking for the day when we'll be older or younger? Are we always looking for a change in our environment or in ourselves? If we are, well, I guess I don't know what category to put that into. The only category that feels like it belongs in is not in my world. Right now, right where I am, doing just what I'm doing, is perfect. Right now, right where I am, doing just what I am doing, is perfect. I like me just the way I am. I like me just the way I am. I like everything about me just the way I am. I like my nose. I like my eyes. I like my ears. I like everything about me. I have perfect eyes. I have perfect ears. I have a perfect nose. I have a perfect face. Oh, I am glorious. Oh, the joy that's in me just sparkles out, and everyone looks at it and says, wow, what a nice guy. What a nice being. Yes. And you will do the same thing yourself if you sparkle that out. You are that within you. And it's wonderful. I know from practice. I know from practice every day. I don't look around me ever, ever, ever and see a sad sack. I don't look around me ever and see anyone unhappy or limited in any way. I look around me and see everyone just like I am. Happy, harmonious, joyful. And they're happy over anything that is there, everything. They joy in seeing a blade of grass grow. They joy in seeing someone eat a good meal. They joy in seeing someone have good table conversation. They joy in seeing someone enter into the activity of life, because life is so wonderful. I joy when my family here on the campus enter into a conversation at the table spontaneously, out of their hearts, not out of their anger, not out of their unhappiness, because I don't know that, but out of their heart of happiness and joy, when they say, oh, do you know what I saw? I saw a rabbit. Oh, do you know what I saw? I saw Rex do this, or I saw Little Love do that. Oh, you know what I got? I got a letter in the mail from, and oh, it was so wonderful. And yes, our dear friend Heinz, he's visiting with his mother in Switzerland right now. And he sent a picture of he and his mother and a friend, an uncle, I believe. And then he sent another picture. And as Ellen says, this other picture is a postcard. It is so beautiful, so balanced. The color is so exquisite. It is a postcard. It is glorious to see. And that's the way Heinz is. Heinz is like a glorious postcard. Beautiful to see, always finding the perfect color in the sky, the perfect green for the grass and the trees, the perfect everything. Because that's the way Heinz is, perfect. Now, how about the rest of you? Irene is so perfect. She is just a bubble of perfection always. Wherever she goes, she bubbles out from within who she is. And wherever she goes, it may not be what she wants to go to. She may go into homes where people are unhappy, but she's going there for a reason. She's going there to take her happiness. She's going there to take her joy and her magnificence. And every time Gertrude talks to anybody in her world, they just bubble over with joy. They say, "Gertrude, to be where you are is just such a joy. I love to be in your presence. You are the most wonderful, happy, joyous person. I just feel so good around you." And old Stefan, oh yes, Stefan, every time he talks to a group of women, they melt. They say, "Stefan, you're so wonderful. Stefan, you have such good things to say. Stefan, you understand us. Stefan, you're fantastic." And why? Well, because Stefan likes himself. And he understands himself. And he thinks he's great. And Herbert, oh my, our wonderful Herbert. He loves to travel around looking for gurus. He loves to travel around looking for beautiful meditative spots in the world. And he finds them. But he doesn't know the secret. The secret is that he takes himself with him wherever he goes, and he is the one who is the pure meditation. He is the one who is the great joy. He is the one that makes everyone's heart sparkle because he is so wonderful. You see, this is how we are. And Christina, what does she do? Oh my goodness. When she's with her little niece, they just have such a good time together. When she is doing anything in life, she is just a sparkle and a joy because everything she thinks and says and does is just a short story. She thinks in stories. She thinks in little dramas and little vignettes, and they're so delightful to hear because you think of Crackle Cray and Crackle Craw, and you think of all these other crazy characters that she creates, and all they are is creating the sparkle of her heart coming out for all the world to see who lives in Christina's home. Oh, my goodness. I shouldn't begin with names because then I have to go on forever and ever and ever and ever. Of course, I don't mind. And then Rhonda, she lives in Las Vegas. And my goodness sakes, she lives in what's called Sin City. But Rhonda is pure and beautiful and magnificent. Her thoughts are joyous and fantastic. And Alice, she lives in Las Vegas too. But she is running a counseling studio, and everyone who comes to her feels like they have found heaven on earth because she gives them a little bit of her inner peace, of her inner home that she carries with her wherever she goes. Oh my goodness, how wonderful life is. And when people call the campus here and they get a hold of Sylvia, they feel they've talked to an angel. Because she lives in her inner peace and her inner love and her inner wholeness. And everyone she talks to feels that. And they leave the phone saying, "Wow, I feel just great." And Ingeborg, she carries her work so closely in her heart, so joyously in her heart. Her home is filled with every lovely critter. She loves animals, and she loves plants, and she loves all the things that she does, and she puts her joy into it, and that's her home. And Ellen is such a sparkle, my goodness sakes. Everything that Ellen does, whenever Ellen opens her mouth, it sounds like she has opened up the doorway to peace and love and harmony and goodness, because that's where the home she lives in. That's the home that is her reality. And what is the home that is your reality? Be it ever so humble, there is no place like home. Yes, it's not the outer, it's not the evidence the world has of our home, but truly it is the evidence the world has, and it is truly the outer. Because if we're happy inside of ourselves, our outer is happy. And people look at that outer and they don't say it's a $1 million mansion, or they don't say it's a hovel. They say, "What a glorious being. What a magnificent place." And then when you take someone like children, they love to take their friends to visit in their home. And sometimes the homes are more menial than others. And some rich kid goes along with some poor kid into his house, and the mother says, "Well, welcome, have some cookies and some milk, and hey, it's so nice to have you come visit our home." And then Johnny, show her him your room. And Johnny shows him his room, and his room is a very, very tiny room with virtually nothing in it. Johnny, "This is my room, this is my place." And it is so humble, but it's home. And all the sparkle and all the love of the family. And Johnny goes home, and Johnny says to his mother and dad, "Mom, I was visiting Peter's house. And in Peter's house, they didn't have anything, hardly at all, but it was such a nice place. I felt so good there. I felt so wonderful. Mom, I'm going to start loving our home. And I'm going to start seeing our home filled with wonderful, good, beautiful things. And Mom, you know what? It is, really. It's just we're so busy with all our toys and all the things that we got that we forget that each little thing is a nice thing, too. And I'm going to start out with my dog. And that's going to be the easy part. And then my dog and I, we're going to sparkle our house, which is now a home, which is now who I am. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. You too can have your home be the most beautiful, glorious thing because you live in the now. You live in the here. And you don't want to change anything. You just joyously live a happy, fulfilled life. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Have a lovely day and enjoy your temple of the living God. Enjoy your home in your body. And enjoy the place that you call home. For it is as beautiful as your eyes can see it. I love you. I love you. I love you.